The target of the protest is the performance of a play called The Laramie Project at the UW Campus Theater in Wausau. It dramatizes the aftermath of the brutal 1988 murder of gay college student Matthew Shepard in Laramie, Wyoming. The picketers are from Westboro Church of Topeka, Kansas, led by Reverend Fred Phelps. Phelps is portrayed in the play because his group picketed Shepard's funeral in Laramie carrying signs with graphic messages such as "God hates fags." The group is famous for holding provocative demonstrations that often lead to pushing and shouting matches with counter-demonstrators. Wausau Police Chief William Brandemore says Phelps has already accused police of threatening the picketers, citing quotes from Brandemore in the local newspaper.
I said we wouldn't be, we would respect the First Amendment, but they wouldn't find us friendly. And of course, I guess I wanted to let them know that don't stop by for coffee at the PD when you show up. We're not going to be part of the posse. I love this town, and he's trashing our town and saying we're all going to hell because we don't follow his dictates. And I suspect that that might not be real accurate.
Besides picketing the play Saturday night, the group will also picket seven local churches during worship service Sunday morning. Brandemore says police will set up barricades to keep picketers from blocking church entrances. Church leaders are urging parishioners to ignore the chanting picketers. A special ecumenical service is planned for after the protesters have left. It's been dubbed a going-away party for the protesters and a coming-together ceremony to celebrate tolerance. The theater director at the university says news of the protest has boosted ticket sales for the play. Sarah Rudolph says that may be because people think they'll get two shows for the price of one, the picketers and the play. There are rumors that some gay rights groups may stage a confrontational counter-demonstration the night of the play, but Rudolph says that would be counterproductive.
Unfortunately, he can't be the audience we're concerned with. I mean, our audience has to be one another and making a statement to one another and to the larger community that this is a belief system we won't support.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.